Well, Andy, 2 years have gone by since you bought this football club. Many people probably thought you were mad back then. Do you think many people still will or not?
They probably will. They're probably right. But I don't think I'm mad. I've enjoyed it. You know, it's been a good 2 years. It's been an odd 2 years. It's been full of ups and downs. But, yeah, I'm delighted with how we're progressing. We've had some momentous games. You know, I keep saying it, beating Burnley 1-0 here, we're great. We've been away at the Olympic Stadium. We've been at Middlesbrough. We've played. We've nearly gone up. You know, we're hoping to have a good go this year. So on pitch, everything's going well. Off pitch, it's getting better and better. You know, we're into the growth stage now where we wanted to build the club now. We're not trying to keep it afloat, which is where I've been for the last 2 years. I don't like that bit, really. It's a job you've got to do, but we've done it. It's got a good base. In fact, you know, we're in a decent position now. You know, we're going to build a new stand at the end of the season. We can start inviting families on and you know, really doing a lot more in the community. And that all kicks off, you know, just after Christmas. So I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Do you look at it with a sense of pride, what has happened in the last 2 years, that, as the story goes, you walked into the bar here to order a drink and there was no more to be served because the club couldn't afford the bill? When you look back to where the club was then to where it is now, is it really night and day sort of thing?
Well, I think it is. I mean, we still have its challenges, but, you know, it was really challenged then. You know, now I look at it and I'm really pleased with what we've managed to achieve on such a low budget. You look at where we are at table, we're such a small team, we're working miracles every day, every match, and long may it continue. There's a belief about the place now that we can go places on and off pitch. We're going to make it a great little community club. That's going to happen whatever anybody says or does, and when we've finished, you know, then it's time to judge. At the minute it's a work in progress, and you know, we carry on.
In terms of every other business interest you've ever had, how different is a football club than every other business that you've been involved in?
Yeah, it's mad. It's not a business, football. It's just a lunatic's race. You know, it's just crazy. You can't equate it. You know, you've no certainty of income. You've no certainty of anything other than costs at the football club. That's all you've got. Like tonight, if we have a good run, if we win tonight, beat Mansfield, we might get drawn against Man City and have Aguero here, you never know. So bits of fortune can make all the difference, you know, and if you don't get fortune, you could get drawn away to a non-league club and get beat. So you know, even the luck of a ball transform your fortune. What we're doing here now, though, is we've got to a stage where it's on an even keel and we're looking at incremental improvements year in, year out. So it matters what we do on pitch, but it also matters what we do off pitch. It matters what we do with fans, it matters what we do with community. Because it's no good having a good team and a bad stadium, and it's no good having a good stadium and a bad team. They both, neither work. Symbiotic, you've got to bring them both up together. And I'm pleased that we are managing to do that. So I'm excited.
How are you finding working with all other football clubs? Different clubs have different ideas, different remits, and you've never been shy in coming forward publicly in making sure that your viewpoint will be heard. And there's another few football club chairmen who are similar to you in that respect, but do you wish a few more would publicly have a say like you do?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a lot of it's about being honest, and I think one of the failings of a lot of chairmen is not being prepared to say it as it is. So if you don't say it as it is, if you say it as it is, good or bad, fans can understand it, they get behind it, they understand it. So if you set your expectations, if everybody knows what you're trying to do, if you fail, they tend to give you a bit of slack. But if you don't explain what you're doing or what you're trying to do, they've no idea what you're doing, so they can't judge whether you're succeeding on that path or not. But by setting an expectation, you know, you do set yourself a challenge, but if you set yourself a challenge, that's where you get your best reward. That's where you most achieve, by setting a difficult challenge. And you've got to talk to fans, you've got to talk to public. You know, you've certainly got to address issues that everybody seems reluctant to address. I'm not bothered, me. I'll say it as it is, because my motives are pure. I'm here to make money. I'm here to make a great little football club, and that's what I'm going to do. So you know, I'm not worried who it upsets. So they can't have me down as a rogue owner. That's what they can't do, because I'm not one. I might be controversial, and I might not fit into a little box that everybody would like, but I'll definitely do a good job of
you. So one thing that you would like to see more than anything else changed about football, that you would like to see implemented?
For me, finances need to be managed properly. They're stretching it out now between bottom of League Two and top of Premiership, so stretched that they're trying to cover that problem with bigger and bigger parachutes. You're masking a problem. The problem is, you know, you've got clubs now that don't want to go from League One to Championship because they know if they fail, they're stuck with a lot of costs that they can't get rid of when they come straight back down. So and that's because finances are too stretched out. The people that are running football are trying to stretch it out even further, and that's because there's no sense. There's no sense. It's all about money. And that's, you saw that with the top six wanted more of the TV money in Premier League. You know, while you're getting that, you know, and you're like Championship getting more money in the EFL, it just stretches it out too far, and it gives lower clubs no chance.
Just to matters here, you've got an FA Cup game tonight that if you win it, there's a cash prize, obviously, but getting through to the second round and the third round has got to be the aim, hasn't it? You were in the fourth round last season, and it was a big thing for the club.
Oh, fantastic, fabulous. You know, for me, pride, you know, our players playing up at Middlesbrough and down at Olympic Stadium and beating Burnley, we beat Preston, you know, just beat Wigan. There's not many left in Lancashire. We're only waiting for Blackburn to come now. But it means so much to fans. It means so much. To me, it's a measure of how well we're doing. It is only a cup tie, but how I feel is exactly the same as the people that are running Guiseley feel. So it's, you know, there's two sides to this coin. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, I want to go as far as we can. No, I want to win it. There's no middle ground for me. I don't set my ambitions low. So I want to win league and I want to win FA Cup. And until it's mathematically impossible, that's where I am.
Well, thank you for speaking to us. Enjoy the second anniversary and hope you get the result that you want tonight.
Thank you very much.